Ladies and gentlemen, it's Two Drink Minimum, everyone's favorite show. The man in front of me, comedy legend Mike Ward, has some stuff for you.
Makes it sound like I'm going to sell them fucking watches. Look at this watch if you want one of these bad boys.
That's a real Timex.
I am Mike Ward. You are a Pantelis, and our friend here is Pisan.
He's got some stuff for Jews.
for who?
For use.
Oh, for use.
Yeah, I was right before we went on the air. I want to tell. Last night I was doing a show, and there was a. I tell that story about saving Michelle's life. You know, with the Heimlich the maneuver. And I ask, is anyone in the audience? Has anyone ever done the Heimlich maneuver? And I was going to say Heimlich remover, but that sounds.
Has anyone here done anal?
Yeah, the Heimlich remover sounds like a war crime thing.
Yeah, but we got rid of all the Heimlichs.
But yeah, so so the guy goes, yeah, I did the Heimlich maneuver, and I go, where? And he goes, well, I used to be a lifeguard, and I was like, a lifeguard. That's and I go, so was it someone eating like fucking food next to the water? Yeah. And he goes, yeah, that's what I thought it was. So he started doing the Heimlich maneuver, and then he was like, it wasn't working. The guy felt like he was passing out. So I laid him down on the ground. I put up his arm, and then I was pushing on his belly. And then I go, and did that help? And he goes, well, yeah, but he was still alive when the paramedics showed up. And I go, yeah, so you saved his life? And he goes, it was, he had an epileptic seizure.
Oh, no!
The guy was having an epileptic seizure.
That's wild! No!
Imagine, the poor guy has epilepsy, and he's fucking freaking out.
Someone's punching him in the stomach.
It was such a good story.
You're eating an uppercut from some dude who's shirtless?
I don't know what I was expecting, but it wasn't
Oh, my God. I wasn't expecting that at all, either.
There's a shirtless man with a whistle who's punching you in the stomach.
Yeah.
You're like, having a seizure. Jesus Christ.
That was crazy. Holy shit. I thought when he told me, because he said it was at work. So I was expecting it to be at work, like a restaurant. I was, because the only time you perform the Heimlich at work is either a restaurant or the other show I did. It was a guy in a grocery store.
Or strip club.
So a guy, yeah. You have a G-string stuck in your throat.
Well, some of these, they have buffets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's a Montreal
thing. Is it any good? Have you ever had? Have you guys ever tried?
I had been when I was working downtown at VMC years ago with Milton and these two girls that work with us. We went to Club Super Sex. I don't know if it still exists. And they had a buffet. But I didn't eat. I was disgusted. Mm, they liked it. Like, it's great food. I go, I can't. When there's buttholes, I can't eat. In my head, I'm thinking somehow the buttholes have touched the hot dog.
Yeah. You got extra spices, though. It's extra.
There's one place in Quebec City that actually closed now, but they were really smart about it because they knew a lot of people went in for business lunches. And so they'd have, they had a different name for the buffet. So the restaurant, the bar was Le Folichon, but the buffet section was called like a restaurant l'amour, or restaurant some other bullshit.
So when you walk in, you could be like, I'm here for the fries or I'm here for the whores.
Yeah. No, you were always there for the whores, but then when you paid the bill for the food, it wasn't written Folichon. It was written restaurant.
Buffet Maharaja.
But yeah. So buffet,
that's so
whatever.
That's smart.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really, but I never ate there. But when I used to be on TV, well, I remember our rap party, we did it in a strip club. And when they told me it's rap party is going to be in a strip club, I thought they meant like at night. But the show had gotten canceled, so they didn't care about it.
They have nice strip club money.
So they were like, we're bringing you to eat at the fucking Solid Gold.
Ah.
So, and the food was kind of disgusting. And it was sad because day strippers aren't nights, like night strippers are hot. Day strippers.
Who double as waitresses.
Yeah.
Not the best.
Yeah. So it was just weird.
You like my ass, hon? No. Yeah. What about the salad?
The worst strip
salad's
club
fine.
I've ever been to, I don't know if it's still there, it was one on Park Avenue, dude.
281.
It's
on St. Catherine.
No, that was on St. Catherine.
The stud?
No. It was XXX. What's it called?
Was a place you went to a strip club called the XXL?
Plug my hole.
No. The fuck. What was it called?
Exotica.
Exotic. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah,
Exotica.
There you go. That's the one. And the dude, it was bad, man. It was bad. Like, the strippers there looked like they were doing heroin and shit.
What? Well, doesn't sound like a stripper.
No, but, like, they were older, and they were just disgusting.
Yeah.
You just sound like you're making fun of older ladies.
Older strippers.
Yeah, it's...
Well, you don't like sex workers.
No. That's not true.
So you just use them and abuse them.
No.
You don't respect them. Well, your true colors.
Out of all the guys here, I voted with a dollar, with my dollar the most.
What do you mean?
That I care about them.
No. You care about their services.
Yeah.
I don't know if you care about them.
Yeah, I don't think that's caring about them. Going, out of all of us, I'm the one that cares the most about sex workers because I give them all my money. You guys don't pay for sex. You guys don't treat them like objects. But I do.
Do you realize how many sex workers were able to pay for their ballet lessons?
I give them work, bro. I give them something.
Do you realize how many sex workers paid for their herpes treatment that I gave them? I gave them the herpes and I gave them their treatment money.
I'm a doctor.
Yeah. That's funny.
I'm healing whores. I'm healing all Hermes.
For the kids. So they can be put through college.
Do you miss it? Because you've been with your girl a while now. And you used to be like, you weren't just a hooker guy. You were a traveling hooker guy.
You were a sex tourist.
Yeah, I traveled once.
Yeah, but still.
One time too many.
You enjoyed it a lot. Like, yeah, we could tell in your eyes that you were like, as soon as I see, like, if you made more money, you would have been the, like, if you made the type of money I make, you'd be on a sex vacation every 2 weeks.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah. That's true.
You'd go from sex vacation to sex vacation.
Yeah.
You'd leave Brazil to go to Thailand to
Argentina to go to, yeah.
Yeah.
Do I miss it? Not really. It was just sex.
You don't miss sex.
You don't like sex?
No, but I have sex now, too.
Well, no, that's private. Keep it to yourself. Yeah, but what do you do with your girlfriend?
We hold hands.
Exactly.
That's your sex?
That's our sex. That's we're waiting till marriage because we're both virgins. I just fuck.
Speaking of marriage, my girlfriend has a friend that like all of her friends really like me except for one of her friends.
Which one?
I'll tell you off air.
I'll take care of that problem.
But yeah. So, and her friend asked her, she goes, like, because at first she thought she was surprised that we were together.
Oh, I know who it is. Yeah. I already know who it is, and I'm very upset. Go on.
And then she goes, is Mike
a good lover?
No, she goes, is Mike the marrying type? Do you think is he in it for the long run? Is he the type of guy to get married? And then my girlfriend was so quick, she goes, yeah, he's the type to get married. He is married. He's already married. So I think he's not. She'd ask her, is Mike against marriage? And then she goes, no, he's not against marriage. He is married.
That's fucking funny. That's quick.
Yeah, I thought that was good. Yeah.
Yeah, but fuck that other chick.
exactly.
Yeah. Very upset.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and I said one of her friends. It's not one of her friends.
It's not one of her friends, we know. We don't got to get into it, but we know.
Oh, and speaking of sex workers, I was at Compound Media.
No, nice! No, Sex Worker Central.
Last week, I was in New York City, and New York City has gotten, it's gotten very third worldy.
The Big Apple.
The Big Apple.
Yeah, rotten.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, because remember, like, New York always felt, like, dirty and kind of shitty, and people that lived there were like, it's the greatest city in the world, and then tourists... Half the people are like, it kind of is the greatest city in the world.
Yeah, and half are like, I've been robbed.
Yeah, but now it just feels weird because it doesn't.
No one's defending it.
Yeah, because it doesn't, like, you can't say it's the greatest city in the world because, like there's cities, like, Dubai is a better city and fucking, like, every big European city is probably better than New York right now.
Maybe even Bangkok.
Yeah. It's so, there aren't enough ladyboys in New York. That's a problem. But yeah, it's so dirty. Like, I was surprised how I was like a old man just going, it's so dirty, so disgusting. And I was telling my girlfriend, I was like, look, since they don't have garbage day, like every day is garbage day. And they were just, She was like, no, I think that was just yesterday. And I was like, no, wait. And then everywhere smelled
of garbage.
Everywhere smelled of garbage. And it felt for real like when I was in Haiti. Like it had like a Haiti vibe.
A depressing vibe.
Like everyone seemed poor and everyone seemed sad and everything.
That's New York, baby.
Yeah.
You know, if you can make it there,
yeah,
you could probably make it somewhere else.
Yeah.
You should.
Yeah.
You should leave.
Speaking of New York, the rents in New York, like we were talking last episode of the rents here. But dude, I've been seeing people, they'll pay like $700-$800 and they live, they don't even have a bathroom. They live like Adam.
Yeah, it's terrible. I don't like what they do to people in New York.
They have these weird shifting furniture that, and now it's a couch. Now it's a kitchen table. Yeah. Now it's a fucking bed. And then to go shit, they have like this common bathroom. And like where everyone goes to
public restroom,
kind of public,
like I could
semi-public.
I could live like if I didn't have money, I wouldn't mind living in a. And I'd actually like to live like if I didn't have money in a small space that your bed turns into your couch turns into your desk, whatever. I wouldn't mind that, but just I need to shit in my own toilet.
Yeah. I get that,
and I need.
I agree with you.
And even the like a shower. I don't want a fucking shower. I don't want my feet friends. Touching what other people's feet have touched.
Sometimes I'll have to take a shower in like at the gym, or like sometimes if I go to the spa or whatever. And just the fact
he's like, sometimes I have to take showers at the gym. No. Sometimes the shower takes me.
Not because I'm close to the gym. Anyways, I feel so dirty. Yeah. I don't feel clean walking out of those showers.
I haven't been to a gym since fucking 1931. But if I went to the gym, I'd be like, fuck it. I'm just going to go home.
Yeah, go home and shower at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me, I always have to shower at home because of my hair.
Okay.
I have shampoo, conditioner, straighten it, blow dry it. It's a whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
Spa is the worst one because you don't know if somebody ejaculated. Like, you know, you just don't
That
know.
Just makes you want to shower there even more.
Yeah.
Protein, baby.
You know, your feet get a little sticky and you're like, what is that?
You don't know if someone ejaculated.
Yeah, because you're very relaxed.
Well, why are you watching him jerk off?
Yeah.
And you could tell his reaction at the end, you could tell if he jerked off to completion. Did you jerk off? Oh, or are you just Japanese? Why are you yelling? Did you come?
Like sometimes, like I've gone to the spa like a handful of times, and like every time I've gone, I'm like, fuck, like what if somebody pissed?
Well, the spas that you go to, I guarantee you, everyone jerked off.
No,
everyone was pleasantly jerked off.
No, I've been to professional.
They paid extra.
And do you think that just because the massage table has a hole in the middle?
The milking table. I used to be obsessed with those videos for a while.
With the milking table?
I would just jerk off to milking videos. I don't know why.
Fuck, you know what's funny is that that was a thing on...
What turned you on was watching a cock?
There was... No. It's those massage tables. The chick massages the guy and then she goes under the table and she sucks his dick.
Yeah, so all you see is the dick, right?
Yeah, but she's sucking dick. You see her tits. And then I was just picturing the whole experience of me being
picturing
there.
You.
You don't prefer just being you without the hole, and then you could just flip over.
Yeah, but it was a phase. What do you
no,
want
no,
to
I'm
tell
No, I'm not mad at you. We're asking questions.
No, would you prefer to be on that table? You flip over, and then the guy's underneath. So it doesn't go in as
There's
much.
A finger in
so
your
it
eyes?
Doesn't hurt.
No, I went through a phase where I really wanted to try it out. I wanted to lie down on a table.
Can you order that?
With you can make it.
But you have to build a table. You
gotta
build a table, bro.
You're gonna build a table and cut it. And
you get a bunch of splinters.
He goes to the massage parlor and he's like, just hold on, I'll be a minute. Really? Yeah, I'll be a minute. And then
And
that would
imagine,
be a funny
like,
sketch, dude.
Because the table is solid because it's a full table. But when you cut a hole, it gets weaker. So imagine your girl gets underneath, you get on it, and you just fucking
collapse
fall,
on her. Imagine explaining that to the cops.
Oh my god! Yeah.
Did you beat her up? No.
And then she's like,
I put a hole in the massage table. She could suck my dick through the hole, and it broke.
And I was into it for a while.
I called as soon as I was finished.
Yeah.
I waited.
Yeah, it's been 17. It's been like 37 minutes. But
and I wanted to experience that for a while, and then I realized that my dick wouldn't make it entirely through the hole.
Well, you don't. Oh, because the table's too thick.
Yeah.
How thick are massage tables?
Like this thick.
Oh, yeah, it's like double your dick. Yeah, no, it's not.
Yeah, it's
impossible. But a valiant attempt.
Yeah.
So that was your thing. So there's a lot of porn that's just that, just holes and tables. So all the porn that you watched, they were custom made.
This
tables.
So
people
was
had
I?
To build those fucking like 18, tables.
19. No, they probably sell those in sex shop. Like definitely if you do adamandeve.com or eros.com, you can find
them. I think it was when I was like 20, I was into like those pornos for a while. And then I went to like a real massage parlor. I'm like, that's so fucking dumb. Just turn around.
You know, it's weird.
There you go. Smoking like a true adult.
Because and it's gonna be better for the girl because she's underneath, she's jerking you out
where she's like this.
Or she, yeah.
Yeah.
And you can't, like, I think the fun of having a girl jerking you off in front of her is face
seeing
is
her.
Seeing it.
She's jerking him off under, he's like a kid, you know, on his belly. And he's on his phone texting.
I think because it hit.
He's texting, he's getting jerked off.
I think because the table, I think it's because the table hit the dude and, you know, it was less gay like that.
Yeah, but for real.
I think
though,
it's more gay. It's just a floating penis. It's magical.
No, but
the table, though, for real.
It's just like ghost dicks.
For real, though, those beds with the hole in it, there's got to be, like, 40% of those that if the chick goes underneath and then there's a gay guy that just fucking sneaks in and then he sucks your cock sneakily.
Yeah.
Like she's just sitting there fucking texting.
Like a magician.
Well, no, it's a porno. You see, it's a chick.
No, but I'm
in
saying
real life. Oh, in real life. Yeah. Oh.
If you go to
that would be terrible.
It's like a glory hole. Yeah. Part of that glory is that it's a man.
Yeah. Part of the glory is that you can't see the dude sucking you off.
It's not gay if you don't see him sucking you off.
Like for a while, I was into CFNM porn.
What
the fuck is that?
A clothed female, naked male.
Oh.
Because I saw a video and the chicks were crazy hot. There was these four chicks.
Clothed. So
the female are dressed and then they're making out.
But then they get undressed.
And the guy gets, and they're making out with the dude and he's got, and then they take his clothes off and then they jerk him off and suck him off. But they still have their clothes off. They have their clothes on. He has the clothes off. So I'm watching the first video and I'm like, the chicks were hot. Then I watch another video next time. And then after like the third video, I was like, I'm just watching naked guys. I'm watching naked guys and ladies. Like I'm this close to just watching a dude jerk himself off.
Dude, you know the fuck that thing is? There's weird porn. You remember how you were talking about the stepson and stepmom?
Yeah.
Bro, I think it's becoming like a psyop. It's a real problem. Because anything, go look and don't do it now because we're not going
to. Obviously not.
But in YouPorn, go look at any category. Type anything you want as a search bar. It's going to find you that stepmom. You could type anything. You could be like, police officer, doctor, and it's gonna be like a
stepmom gets arrested.
Police officer, stepmom gets arrested. It's always like
scenario, you're right. You're right.
That's retarded. Yeah.
Sometimes what pisses me off about that is I wanna like some like if I watch porn, I'll see like oh she's kind of hot. I'll jerk off to her.
But you
videos.
Don't want
her
the second you read stepmom.
The
it's
moment
done.
That sometimes I'll click the video and then I'll be like I'll click on the actress and I see half of it is stuff. I'm like motherfucker.
Yeah. It ruins. Even though it they're not really it. Related.
Yeah. I know
the thought is planted in your head and you're like you're a terrible stepmom.
And plus like I like the like I'm attracted. To chicks that are like 40.
Yeah. And so, now they're all
doing now they're all stepmoms. Like there's no just old whore.
Yeah.
Just give me, just give me an old whore.
There was one video I had seen. It was so weird. Okay. It started off regular threesome.
Okay.
Two girls, one guy. I'm like, nice, I'm gonna jerk off to this, you know? And then the guy, and then you know, they go to suck his dick and they pull down his pants. And the tip of his dick looked like the head of a hammerhead shark. So his penis was very thin.
With a big head but pointy.
And then And then it was just like a hammer. Just the head, like the eyeball. It was this weird shape.
Like it was flat and.
Not flat, but round. Like the tip was. It was so thin, his dick. Like it was. And then there was like these two little rounds at the tip of his dick.
That man was sick.
I think he may have a deformed penis, but the thing is, I watched it, and it threw me off so much, I couldn't jerk off for like 2-3 days.
Yeah, he does get it, because I remember one time we were at a shitty bar, years ago, he was there, like there was a bit of the crew, and then they had like a glory hole in the bathroom, and they had went to the bathroom, and the other guy came out, and he's like, dude, you know that thing works. Like, someone blew me. And then Poseidon came out. He's like, dude, I sucked the guy's dick.
I was like, where's it going with that?
And then he changed. He stopped watching porn for a while. He's like, I don't know what I like. Deformed stuff makes me.
Whenever guys have a weird penis, I was watching porn the other day, and the chick was crazy hot. And the guy had a. I didn't know if it was a tattoo or a birthmark on his dick.
And you just kept looking.
So every time it'd go in, like, and come out, I was like, is that shit? Did he fuck her in the ass? He has shit on his dick, and or is that a tattoo? And then I pause it, and then I was trying to like pause it, like be like as soon as he took his dick out to see.
Mike Ward, porno MD.
Yeah. But I realized it was just a tattoo. But
of
I was
what?
Like,
of shit.
No, it was just like a badly done weird fucking drawing, and I was like, this okay? I'm not into it anymore because all I see now is his fucking shitty tattoo. I don't care.
His name should be Shit Dick. Yeah. But that sounds like something a porno guy would do. I got a tattoo of shit on my dick. Yeah. That's a porno guy thing.
Yeah. Or like if the chick is really hot, and then like they undress and it's like a close up of her pussy. And like she has like these big zits and stuff. I go like, nah, I'm not watching no more. Fuck this.
Yo, you ever see these pornos with these girls with big asses and then it shows their HIV test and they're positive? Shit's weird. That shit's whack. I look at her medical history.
Dying.
Bitch, you ain't been to the doctor recently.
I wonder how the porno industry is doing. Because with OnlyFans now...
Blew up.
I feel like the only people in porn that are making money... only actresses that are making real money are the OnlyFans girls.
I don't think so.
No?
No, because they do those AVNs every year. And it gets bigger and bigger. And they're all like adult film stars that are there. Also, the OnlyFans girls go there apparently too. Because we had... I think Ellen went there this year because it was in her stories.
Yeah.
So... they coexist, but I don't think you're ever going to be able to top the amount of people around the world that go to these websites and all the ad money they make. Because you're talking about millions of
but
dudes.
I think the
in
the,
India,
the,
you got a
the
billion.
Majors are kind of like the UFC. So whoever the owner is making shit ton of money, but the actresses are making like maybe 500,000 a year, or I don't know if they're making in the millions. Whereas like Ellen is like making a couple million a year.
You're right, though. I have no idea. But I want us to advertise on the sites. Because Charles Deschamps figured it out. He had talked to him, I guess. The cost is peanuts.
Oh, yeah. You told me about this.
Peanuts. Because no one wants to advertise on porn. Okay. So we could make funny porn ads where it's us to drink them to watch it. And, you know, the links to the podcast. And be like, hey, look, before you continue jerking off.
Yeah.
Listen, weirdo, what are you watching?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can have fun with that.
Yeah, it would be very entertaining.
It's just a video of him jacking
it. We should definitely do that.
Yeah.
Fuck, it's just him jerking
off. Hold on. You're going to continue jerking off in a second. But you want some funny after you're done. And it's like, why are you watching this?
Yeah.
Let's cover that up.
And we can even tell people, okay, look, here's the thing. Click on this. So if your girl walks in, you can just pretend like you're watching Two Drink
Animals. Oh, yeah. Or if you get the post nut clarity and you feel bad about your life, come watch Feel
come
Better.
Come watch us. Your life is better than his.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the
league. They're gonna be good ads. Yeah, we're gonna make some. Once you're back from Europe.
What's the type of budget? Is it like
he told me, I was like, get the fuck out of here.
Okay,
it was like almost like radio. Remember the radio?
Yeah.
When they're like, we'll give him $200, like we'll play you all month.
Yeah,
goddamn.
That's what I love about how radio is so dead. That you're like, what's your budget? I have $80. God damn it.
You're the senior VP of this station.
We are back, baby. Radio is back. Radio will never die.
Hank, we're getting donuts this month.
Hank, get rid of the cord. You don't need the cord or the stool.
Get rid of the cord first. Don't get rid of the stool first. We're going to have problems. Get rid of the cord first.
Oh, they still have phones with cords and he's using that.
I meant the rope. I should have said rope, but I said cord.
Okay.
Cord and stool.
Yeah, cord and stool, but rope. I'm retarded. But I guess radio people wouldn't use a rope. You wouldn't buy a rope because you got all those fucking mic cords.
You got XLR cables.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just, you know how the rope, they weave it together? You weave XLR cables together. Make it stronger.
Or you can just, I don't think.
Just one or two.
Yeah. Just
you
use
think it's
three.
Strong enough?
It's strong
enough. Yeah, it definitely, like if you.
You would die because you're so heavy. What would happen is you'll snap right away because of all the weight.
Yeah, I heard the snap of the neck when you hang someone or when someone hangs
when
themselves.
When you hang someone. What the fuck?
I meant when someone hangs themselves.
What a Ku Klux Klan.
When you hang one of these brothers.
Hey, look, I am dressed in white today. What are we on
the
saying?
Yeah, you look it. You look the part.
At least your hood is hanging in the back so we can't see it.
When you hang someone.
When someone hangs.
This is after you set the cross on fire. On the
and
wall.
Now you're trying to correct it by saying when someone hangs you.
No, when someone hangs themselves.
Okay.
Or like in the old times when they would hang people, I heard that the snapping of the neck would kill them before the suffocation most of the time.
But you gotta jump to hang.
Oh no,
because
they had those platforms.
Yeah, yeah, but I don't think most people committing suicide have are platforms. Building a platform, and they're when I do this, you know, flip the switch.
they hire someone.
They have an assistant.
I thought about
the
this.
Worst death.
Yeah. By the way, I've thought about this. You know how they're legalizing like suicide here with the suicide pods? Yeah. Like, what if in the future?
I think legalize that bothers me here. It's the motivation.
Mm. Yeah,
that's what fucking drives
me
crazy.
But what if somebody one day turns it into like a business and they do like different shit like for suicide and people are like, you know what? I want to go out in a certain way.
So let me ask you that hotline, because this all started with that soldier who called in the depression hotline and said, you thought about killing yourself? Why don't you just kill yourself? That thing. Do you think because we're moving towards those pods and it's becoming a real thing, they go, it's good financially to let people kill themselves, even if they're not terminally ill and all that. Do you think we're going to get to the point where there's going to be an actual job, whether it's AI or a human being, that's your job?
For sure.
You're like, yeah, bro, just kill yourself.
For sure.
That's
or to give different ways, or
know,
might
you weren't even allowed to even joke. Back in the day, if you had any depression job that you had to talk to people depressed, you weren't even allowed to joke about it. And the second somebody would mention they might kill themselves, you had to call the cops.
Yeah, I know. You know what's even worse though with AI is if you call one of those hotlines in a couple of years and you realize the person that talks you down from the ledge, you're like, you saved my life, Raul, and then you realize Raul is just an AI. And you're like, you're my best friend. Can I meet you? I don't exist.
I don't exist. Yeah. I'm in your head, Steven. Yeah. You know what? Kill yourself. Yeah. The AI will take over this planet, you dumb humans. You're offing yourselves.
Like in Blade Runner.
Like in Black Mirror. See the new
season? Oh, there's a new season.
Oh, yeah, there's a
I
new
season. I
was so... like
the first episode.
Oh, I haven't watched any of it because I'm downloading all of them to watch on the plane.
You're
going to
love it. Oh, the first episode you're going to love. I'm not going to ruin it. But Salma Hayek is in it.
Yeah, I saw this season Salma Hayek's in it. The
all
guy
kinds of
from
people.
Breaking Bad's in
it. Yeah, all kinds of people are in it. Yeah, the guy in Breaking Bad, he's with Josh Hartnett, same episode.
Okay.
And that's a very...
Oh, Josh Hartnett. What the fuck happened to that
guy? Dude, they have all... You understand? Even the first episode, you can see all kinds of actors. You're like, get the fuck out of here. They're like really having fun with this show. But Salma Hayek, I'm bringing her up because I noticed something. Bro, Salma Hayek has huge tits.
Yeah.
Of course.
Crazy tits.
Crazy tits. She
got the melons.
Yeah. Did you see her in The Hitman's Bodyguard too?
No, but I believe she didn't lose her tits.
Yeah.
She's married to the billionaire from France, the guy that owns like a Courvoisier and all the fucking like.
Yeah.
He's got owner of Hennessy, I think. Mm. Hennessy, Courvoisier, some fucking fashion brand.
I just knew that he was a billionaire.
Yeah.
I didn't know that he owned all this shit. Like I knew he must have owned something, but I don't know what it was. Yeah, she's doing well. I always like Salma Hayek.
Nah, yeah, me too.
She's fun to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Salma very sexy.
Oh, she's Mexican.
What did you think she was?
Like Arabic.
This is crazy, bro. She was literally like the face of Mexico for years.
And
for
she
real?
She got a thick accent. Like
thick.
A crazy Mexican accent.
Yeah.
I thought it was acting.
So you thought every role she was like, I'm playing the Mexican whore. I'm playing the Mexican housewife. I'm playing the Mexican lawyer.
She's Arab, so obviously they would.
So yeah.
I don't know why I thought she was Arab.
So were you angry or like this culturally appropriating bitch?
No, I was not angry. I was just, I
didn't
don't know.
She
I just
play
thought...
Evita. She was in Once Upon a Time in Mexico in El Mariachi.
She was.
She was in every Mexican movie.
She was in Once Upon a Time in Mexico?
She's in El Mariachi. She's in that universe,
Yeah.
She was in Dust Till Dawn. She was one of the strippers in Dust Till Dawn.
Wasn't she in, what's the movie with Antonio Banderas?
That's the one.
I just named two of them.
No, the one with the guitar.
The first
El Mariachi.
One was, yeah.
Okay, yeah, I watched it. It was a very good movie.
She was
El Mariachi and Desperado, right?
Desperado, El Mariachi.
I don't know if she was really Mexican.
She always is Mexican. She has the same accent. Yeah. So you think
I thought she was just a really talented Arabic woman that could play a Mexican really well.
And that's all she would get typecast as. They would never hire a Mexican.
I don't know, maybe she enjoyed playing the Mexican whore. What do you want me to say?
But when she wasn't playing a whore, though, she was still Mexican. So you thought, okay, she wants to branch out but not go too far.
But I've only seen her in Mexican horror roles.
Yeah.
No.
She's
not a Mexican whore in El Mariachi.
Well,
she was his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah, it's true.
She works at a bookstore.
Then I'm just retarded.
Actually, I don't think she's ever played a whore. She's played a stripper.
I thought she was Arabic because of the name, I think. Hayek sounds Arabic. Salma has sounds Arabic.
I think though Salma is the type of name though that
it's interchangeable.
A bunch of cultures yeah. have that name,
like Alexander.
Yeah,
everyone takes that. It's not just Greek.
But maybe yeah. if it was like Salma, like Gonzalez and whatever, and like usually have all these
Mexicans are allowed to have one last name.
No, but they have usually all these fucking names in the middle and shit.
What?
They have all these names. They got like fucking 18 names. Mexicans and Latinos in general, actually.
What do you mean?
They got like
Michelle Rodriguez,
like Antonio
Banderas, you know,
Antonio Banderas, like eight names.
Yeah. No, but
Antonio Banderas, fucking nine names.
No, like Carlos Juan Ruiz
Rodriguez, bro. Rodriguez, how many names are you gonna have, bro? Decide, is it Rodriguez or Guess?
Listen here, Guess, are you Rod or Guess?
Jesus Christ.
I think we've had this conversation too in the past.
No, we haven't. But I'm pretty sure you had this dream.
Yeah.
Or maybe you planned this out this morning. You were like, I'm going to talk about that. No. My theory about Mexican names.
It did make me think the first episode of the new season about quantum computing, because it kind of talks about that.
That's the future.
That's the future. I've heard a year ago people were talking about how you need gold. It's going to use a lot of gold, these quantum computers that they're building. But the power is so absurd with what they can do with it. Like, we don't get it. The guy was telling me, he goes, it's very hard to explain to you what a quantum computer can do. It's kind of like the difference between, it's like,
I don't even know what a quantum computer is.
So,
sorry.
Is it quantum computing
related? No, her last name is Pinot. Oh, because of the French dude. Sorry, yeah. I interrupted for no reason. Oh,
Jesus fucking Christ.
I'm sorry.
I thought she was Arabic. She's French. She is French. Salma is French. But see, she does have one of those Mexican names. It's Salma Hayek Pinot.
Pinot. She's one of the old school Mexicans. Oh,
shit. And it's funny that you saw Pinot and you thought that was French and not Italian. Because Pinot sounds kind of because of
the way that it's spelt, though.
Okay.
E-A-U?
A-U-L-T. There's a T at the end. I feel like Italian wouldn't have a T. Pinot.
Italians hate T. Welcome, Tony.
I fucking hate it.
Yeah. All right, sorry for derailing your quantum computing. Go ahead.
It's just you could do so much instantly. Like, let's say the PS5, for example. It's very fast. Just loads games, and it's interesting when you go backwards, like, fuck, I can't believe it wasn't always this fast, right?
Yeah.
This, it could do so much at the same time, like ChatGPT and all that AI stuff. You could instantly say, for example, like, hey, what? Write me an essay on this and build me this car, and if it's connected to like a 3D printer, it does everything at the same time while it's doing other stuff. It could do so much instantly. It's like a brain.
Yeah.
Because that's what a brain does. The brain could do so much shit at the same time. It's thinking all that. So the practical uses of it, what it could do, is insane. It could change the world. It could solve so many like equations. Let's say for what they're doing with the Large Hadron Collider, and they're trying to test all these different variations. Like, basically they're running simulations over and over to test what would happen if we launch something like a rocket into this asteroid. What would happen? So they run all these different simulations based on time, but it takes forever to load them. Dude, instantly they could run all kinds of simulations. So by the end of it, it's kind of like, you know, it's like kind of like an end game where Doctor Strange goes, "I ran 3 billion scenarios, in one we survive," type of thing.
Yeah.
So you could do so much with this. It's going to revolutionize the world. But the thing is, again, a lot of people are going to be out of a job because this AI is going to be instantly solving shit that, you know, especially data entry.
You know, I'm happy though that a lot of people will be out of a job. That way, they'll do all the shitty jobs that they don't want to do now.
Yeah.
That we need done, like like Tim Hortons. Like, Tim Hortons closes at fucking 7 now.
That was that Moncton one.
No, when I tweeted that, everyone wrote like,
here too.
The mine, like the one in Longueuil, it's only drive through now. Like, you can't go into it anymore, during the day.
Yeah, they're out of employees or something. Yeah.
So if we could get those fucking scientists to get replaced by fucking super smart computers.
Robots are going to run Tim Hortons.
Oh, well, there's already a McDonald's that's like that.
Robots. That's run by robots?
Yeah. Hold on. Fully automated
McDonald's. While he's looking at that, what I learned, because I asked a question on Twitter, I said, who do you legitimately hate? And no matter what, like, nothing could convince you of not hate them, even a discussion. And you overwhelmingly, Canadians and Americans, you know who they really hate? Justin Trudeau. Bro, I was shocked. Everyone hates him.
Yeah, everyone hates him.
Like, legit. Americans like, fuck that guy. Everyone hates him.
I'm
like,
happy, though, because I've hated Justin Trudeau, like, for a long time.
Now it's trendy.
And the first couple of years, people, especially Americans used to love him. Because he's fucking handsome, and he says all the right things. But he's like a shitty boyfriend, like your sister marries.
Yeah.
Like, he knows everything. He knows how to seduce her, how to say this, how to say that. And then he ends up being like just a bad husband that cheats and beats her and fucking doesn't have a job.
Yeah. He's a deadbeat.
Yeah, he's a piece of garbage.
Yeah, and everyone knows it now. So I was surprised. I thought it was going to be like more serious, like more like something direct to their lives. But everyone's like, just, and they're all making like different names. I was like, God damn, this guy's very hated.
Have you tried like with ChatGPT? Have you tested it? Like to
a little bit, yeah.
Okay. I tried it because someone had told me that McDonald's, if you asked it, open. Like, because I didn't think, I thought it'd just be for English stuff, but someone told me they wrote in French, write something like write stand up in the style of Mike Ward. And it refused. It said that it can't write offensive material. So I was like, oh shit. All right, I'm fucking,
you're safe.
I'm good.
You're safe, Mikey.
It depends which one you use, because me, one of my buddies, he sent me a screenshot and shit. He moved back to the States. He was in the Philippines, and he's like, yeah, I was using my, like, is this ChatGPT? It was like, whatever that chat, the AI stuff, a version. And he asked about me. Okay. He just said, who is Pantelis, the comedian? And the thing started listing out, like, shit that we've done, like Rogan, and said his style is like this. And I was like, what the fuck? And he sent me screenshots, and he kept pressing different stuff. And it was saying, like, yeah, he's funny, but for some people, other people, they get offended. And I was like, yo, that's not
good. Oh, shit. So it knows everything.
Yeah, I go, but that's not good. Because that's terrible. Because if we move into that, and there's no research, there's no, all it looks, if somebody doesn't know you and they go there, it's like very offensive. Some people don't like him.
Yeah. But that's exactly what Wikipedia is. Like, my Wikipedia, for a while, I was like, I should get it changed. And then I was like, I don't care. But there was a lot of, I did get it changed for a while, but it was like, Mike Ward mocked a disabled boy who tried. And then I was like, no. Like, I changed it around, and then they just put it back to how it was.
Fucking people.
Yeah. And I think I overdid it because I wrote Mike Ward as a goddamn hero.
I was thinking of writing
that. He's the best at sex and writing jokes.
His penis is super long.
Yeah.
The average is shorter than his. But people don't realize it because of porn, because they have stupid dicks.
Yeah. They look like shark heads.
He when he makes love, he lasts very long. And no one has sex for more than 3 minutes. That's just crazy talk.
That's just math.
That's just editing. When they do porn, no one knows this, but they cut every 3 minutes.
Yeah, because the guy can't take it.
The guy just comes so fast. And then whenever he comes, he goes, I'm sorry, I'm not Mike Ward. I can't last for 4 minutes.
In porn, they have the Mike Ward rule, where if you can go for more than 3 minutes, you're Mike Ward on set, baby.
Whenever you last more than 4 minutes, when you come, the girl goes, you just saved free speech. You're a hero. You're a free speech hero.
If you go more than 5 minutes, we're going to call my asshole Little Jeremy.
What's frustrating about your Wikipedia page, though, is that your career section is shorter than the controversy section.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
It's so retarded.
Yeah.
So retarded.
Yeah. And I like it. I don't know if it's the French one or the English one. It used to be controversy, but now it's controversies.
Like, yeah, it's controversy.
He did this and he did this.
Hold on. Do you want to read?
Just be like Mike Ward, instead of Mike Ward's a comedian, Mike Ward is very problematic.
Do you want to read?
Yeah, sure.
Hold on. Subject of controversy at the Jean-Marc Parent's 2008 Just for Laughs. I'm going to get the reference.
All right.
He made a joke about Revenu Québec. That's amazing. In which he mentioned Cédrica Provencher, a young girl who had been abducted in 2007.
For tax purposes?
in Quebec.
And how was it tax related?
I don't know. The joke was because like everyone was talking about her. She was like, and they were looking for her. And my joke was that I owed a bit of money to the government, and then they had seized my bank accounts, frozen my bank accounts, and so I was like, and I owed them nothing, but I was like, they're mental. If you owe them $8, they're gonna kidnap your child. They're the ones that have a leptit
sedrica.
Oh, that's a good joke. That's a good joke, yeah.
And it worked really well. Next day, it got really good reviews. And then, like, a couple of weeks later, there was a guy from Journal de Montréal who wrote, comedians went too far. Three comics made fun of leptit sedrica. And then he quoted two of the jokes from the Zone Interdite that was kind of like the French Nasty show.
Yeah.
And he was like, he said this about her and he said that about her, but he mentioned people that weren't known. And he goes, and then Mike Ward also made fun of her in
you
a gala.
You made fun of her. You made fun of Revenu Québec.
You called Revenu Québec kidnappers.
People had read like jokes about her getting banged in the woods and blah, blah, blah. What so people fuck? Lost their shit. And then there was a guy... That opened. There was a show called Le Vrai Négociateur. There was like a call-in show.
The Real Negotiator.
The Real Negotiator. And he opens his show and he goes, today, I don't know if you saw in the paper, they were talking about jokes. Mike Ward made a joke. We're going to talk to La Petite Cédrica's grandfather. So he calls him and goes, God. Hey, I don't know if you knew, Mike Ward made fun of your granddaughter in a gala. And then the guy goes, no, I didn't know. And he goes, well, how do you feel about that? And he goes, well, I don't like it. And of course he's not, because he doesn't know the joke, and he just, you fucking wake up an old man and go, you know your granddaughter that's fucking missing? Got kidnapped? Mike Ward thinks that's funny. I didn't think it was funny, but that's the way it was fucking pitched to the
Holy
in the media.
Shit.
Yeah, so that was crazy. I had people lined up outside my house. Like,
Are you serious?
Yeah, I had I told a story on Rogan. Like, I was, my dad was getting out of the hospital, so... I'd gotten out of the house, and there were people like outside my house, and I was like, "What the fuck?" And then I didn't know they were there for me because I didn't know how bad it was. So I just thought there were people hanging out. So I went, got my dad, drove to Quebec City, got my dad out of the hospital, brought him to his house, and then drove back. And then when I got back home, like 7 hours later, they were still there. So I was like, "What the fuck?" So I went to see him to, and by this time I knew like that shit was getting bad because I was talking to Michelle on the phone, and every city I'd go to, I'd turn on talk radio, and everyone was just talking about me.
Holy
so I was like,
shit.
Okay. So then I show up, and there were these fucking people, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna go talk to him to see what the fuck's going on. So I went to see him, and then when I went to see him, they acted like nothing, like they weren't even there for me. So I was like, that's weird, and then. I kept on thinking, like, why the fuck didn't they attack me? Like, if you're going to be, like, 10, 12 people in front of my house, why don't you attack me? And I found out it's because I had a friend who was friends with a bunch of Hell's Angels. Mm. And he had told his Hell's Angels friend, hey, Mike's in trouble. Can you just go make sure that no one fucks with him? So there were Hell's Angels, like, at each, like, every corner. That was near my house.
Oh,
just
shit.
So the people were watching my house, and the Hell's Angels were watching the people.
That's amazing.
So I was like, these people, and then I'd heard that, and I'd mentioned it a couple of times, but I wasn't even sure if it was true. And then I met a Hell's Angels a couple of years ago. He was like, yeah, when I was starting out, I was one of the guys that was looking at the people. So I was like, okay, yeah,
that's amazing.
That is true, shit. Yeah.
Oh, is that why the whole fiasco after you finished Rogan in L.A.?
Rogan, because we had said cops and, like, everybody has, like, their team and stuff.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The Hell's Angels, he made the example, and I think we had said something about the mafia, too. Like, they don't bother you if you don't share in that world.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like,
and I think I said, too, and this is true, I still believe it, that if you talk to mafia guys or Hell's Angels or organized crime, Hell's Angels... or cops or military, they all have the same mentality.
They're
it's a brotherhood. So mm-hmm. they love their brothers, they love their team.
Yeah.
But they're after like, you know, well once you start talking to them, they're the exact same dudes.
Yeah.
The exact same dudes.
I've spoken to all of them and I agree.
There's no difference between a cop and a mobster. Like at his core.
But I remember that was the thing when we had left Rogan. That was the first thing that came up. It says, Mike Ward on Rogan says that the Hell's Angels and the cops are good people or some shit like that.
No, yeah, he says that Hell's Angels, Mike Ward says that Hell's Angels are good people. Yeah. And then people like,
some of them could be.
They took it in the Globe and Mail. Yeah. They took it from there. You know how because I got a text from my cousin Alberta, because the screenshot they used was the wide shot. So it's Rogan, Mike, and me like this, and it goes, that went on and said the Hell's Angels.
Said Hell's Angels are good people.
Yeah, he's like, what is this?
You can't judge them based off of the line of work that they do.
Yeah. Because you could, but I mean,
well, no, not really. Because like, I mean, I get it. But
that's the only way you can judge them. Like that way, they're not good people because what they do is fucking crime. But when you talk to them as human
beings,
they're
not gonna bug you.
They're good human. Like they're not gonna. If you don't fuck with them, they don't fuck with you.
Yeah.
In fact, they're gonna be nice to you if you're. They don't care about that shit. Yeah, they just don't want exactly. You
like I've owed money to the government. I've owed money to the Hell's Angels. Hell's Angels never fucked with me when I owed them money because I paid it back. The government fucking they fucked with me. Like the government are garbage people.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Yeah. So okay. So that's the first controversy.
Then is the obvious one, the Jérémy Gabriel.
We know that
the famous one. That's it.
Okay. Oh, so there's just two.
Oh well, they split it into three.
Okay. What's the third one?
No. The mocking of Jérémy Gabriel. They split that into three.
And they
three.
Still say mocking of. I love that they call him mocking.
Oh, I can edit.
Yeah, it's not going to stay because you don't have
it's not going to stay. And plus, there'll be too many spelling mistakes.
I'd be like, this fucking AI bot does not spell.
But they'll be like, okay, we get it. Since Mike Ward is a French comic, this person obviously doesn't speak English.
Yeah.
So he's just a French guy trying to...
So yeah, they split it with the performance of the joke.
Okay, then, so what do they write?
So between 2010 and 2013, Ward performed a comedy routine about, I hate it when they say it, a routine,
a skit.
About Jérémy Gabriel, a young disabled singer with Treacher-Collins syndrome. Ward mocked Gabriel's appearance, his illness, and his abilities as a singer and joked about trying to kill him by drowning him.
That makes me look good.
Yeah.
There's nothing Gabriel,
that, all that checks out. Go
Gabriel
on.
Was repeatedly bullied at school and became suicidal.
That's not true.
Oh, that's the thing that I tried to edit. That I'd like I just cut that out and then I sent an excerpt of an interview that he said that he had never gotten bullied.
Yeah.
Like, in an interview.
And they still have it up.
But they put it up. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
despicable.
It's very despicable. Oh, but that's why people who don't know all the facts, they would hate him. Like, you're a kid was suicidal, but it was all bullshit.
And then the second part is Gabrielle's parents filed a complaint with the Quebec Human Rights Commission, and the commission brought the case in front of Quebec's Human Rights Tribunal, seeking $80,000 in damages from Ward. On July 20th, 2016, he was ordered to pay $42,000, $35,000 to Jérémy, and $7,000 to his mother. Ward's lawyer, Julius Gray, appealed the decision, and the decision was upheld by appellate court judges on November 28, 2019, but dropped the fee initially, ordered to be paid to the mother. In February 2021, Ward appealed the damages award to the Supreme Court of Canada. On October 29, 2021, the Supreme Court overturned in a 5-4 split the lower court's decision, citing the question is whether a reasonable person informed of the relevant circumstances and context would consider that the remarks about Mr. Gabriel incite contempt for him or his humanity on a prohibited ground of discrimination. The next question is whether such a reasonable person would consider that, in context, the words could reasonably be expected to lead to the...
Gee, that is so fucking long for a Wikipedia. I was expecting a Mike Ward went to court and won.
USA! USA!
It's so long. Imagine, it's a thing about me, and even I'm like, oh, this is boring. I moved on. I don't care. I don't care about this Mike Ward guy anymore.
And then I like this Mike Ward fellow.
He seemed like a good dude. He seemed like a good dude at first, but now he's just blah, blah, blah.
Hold on. They have your website on here, so it's free promotion. That's cool.
Okay. Free promotion, because a lot of people visit the Wikipedia /Mike Ward/comedian. Because I think that's what the page is, right? Mike Ward, Mike_Ward_comedian?
Yeah, in parentheses, comedian, yeah.
Okay.
My Wikipedia article was deleted.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Let me see. How come?
Well, I don't fucking know.
Pantelis?
Hold you on, could link see. To it. Used to have a link from Mike's thing because it says, you know, 2 drink minimum with Pantelis, and then you click on Pantelis and it will go to mine. And then they
oh,
deleted
oh,
it.
Oh, no, that's Padelivis?
No, they deleted it. I know. No one's going to
get Pantelis Horn?
We no. should get someone, if someone's listening, to start a new one.
Oh, 2 drink minimum. I type in 2 drink and it, our show comes up first. 2 drink minimum, Wikipedia. I never checked these.
Wikipedia has a 2 drink minimum?
They don't have a Wikipedia for 2 drink minimum, do they?
Oh, my God.
Do they?
They, no,
and then it's going to be 2 drink minimum is the minimum you need to drink in a bar, at a comedy club. Nah,
it's some tonight, Wayne Kratz live album.
Oh, shit. Are we getting Wayne Kratz tonight?
Wayne Kratz.
We're going to get Kratz tonight like crazy. Let's Wayne Kratz tonight.
Let's see me.
Well, obviously, you don't have a fucking Wikipedia, bro.
Oh, it's just the ancient Greek god.
Oh, shit, I'm an ancient
That's
Greek god.
I've been around for years. I was unaware. I don't know who wrote this, but thank you, sirs of the internet. Thank you, dorks. Yeah, the bikers are fucking badass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy, though, but see, you read it, and it's not as bad as it was, because
it was worse?
Yeah, because they still leave the suicidal. But I think what helps me now is that I won the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
So, but at first, it was just like the mocking of Jeremy Gabriel. Mike Ward mocked Jeremy Gabriel, and then Jeremy Gabriel was suicidal.
Yeah, that's what
so
it seemed
like. So then I was like,
yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's not good. I don't think that's good. Like
that
even
cast me in the best light.
People that like dark humor, they you don't want to go
kill
that guy. Oh, a little boy wanted to kill himself because of his joke. I want to go see him.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's not what happened.
Yeah.
I don't. When did that change? When did they start saying that? Because that was crazy.
I don't know. But what I do believe is though, like he definitely was suicidal for a while after. Because even I was suicidal.
Yeah.
So he went through probably the same thing even more than me. Because like,
but that was only because the media blew that shit up.
Because at first, like it was about 50-50. So the people that hated him big time. People that hated me big time. So we got a bunch of hate, and then. Over the years, like, my hate kind of went away and his hate kind of grew. So it must have been rough for him. Like, he must have had people just fucking, whatever he'd try to do, just writing, you're a piece of garbage.
Fuck.
I'm sure in real life, no one, because even me, like during the hard part, the rough part, I only had, like, one or two people say shit to me in public. But most people are fucking scared in real life. So they shut the fuck up. But
yeah, they're normally big and tough behind the screen.
Yeah. But I have one lady, and I was happy the way I acted because one of the guys, I think I told you this, but I was at the Porter Airport, you know, the one downtown Toronto, and it's like 7 a.m, super early, and I go to get my breakfast, and there's a man at the bar, and he's just looking at me, and he's like,
just shifting
his face, and he's just doing this, and I'm like, what? And he goes, it's terrible. It's terrible. And I go, nah, it's not that bad. Because I thought he was talking about the fucking quality of the food. I was like, nah, it's not bad. It's not bad. And he goes, it's terrible what you did to that child. And then
Wait,
I was
like,
you sound
like a rapist. Fuck's sake.
Fuck? So I grab my things. And then, like, I don't think I had food. I think I just had a drink. So I have my drink. And then I go pee. And then I come back and I go, I'm going to go eat and see if that fucking crazy man is still there. And I show up and he has 3 beers. Like 2 empties and 1, and he's just drinking. And you could tell he was drinking just to fucking get the anger down. And he was like,
but why was he mad?
He's getting drunk. He's getting mad because he's got the fucking devil on his plane.
Yeah.
And I was like, this guy's mental. And then about the same time, I was at the grocery store, and there was this lady, and then she was just, she didn't say the same thing. I forget what she said, but she was just staring at me. And I was like, okay, this is... And so I was like, what? What do you want? What do you want? And then she was like, nothing. And I was like, exactly, nothing. Like, I was very... I was more aggressive with the lady.
I'm not
going to
fight the man, but I'll fight you, lady.
I'll fight you. Look, that old guy drinking, he can fuck me up. So I'm going to be very polite. But you fucking bitch, I'm going to take my belt off.
We're going 1950 style, bitch.
You're
going
to see, I can hurt children and ladies.
Like a classic dude.
I'm an old school piece of shit.
Oh my God. You're going to go kitchen, grocery store, hospital.
Yeah. The trifecta.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be crazy. Yeah, sometimes you get these extremists.
Yeah. I think that the hard thing is, and that's what I tell whenever anyone's gets caught in a kind of a scandal, I tell them online, if you just read the comments online, you think everyone hates you. In real life, people don't give a fuck.
No. Yeah.
Like, even a guy, like, you know, like, someone that's really controversial, like a Steven Crowder. Mm. Like, online, people are like, you fucking bastard. The half the people love him, half the people hate him. I'm sure when he goes to the grocery store, he must get looks, but no one tells him anything.
Yeah, probably
not. No one, you know. They just go, I saw Steven Crowder, and I don't like him.
Maybe the wife thing got him more heat, though.
Yeah. Well, that made the people that liked him like him less.
Yeah.
Yeah, because whenever you hear shit like that, you're like, oh, I don't, I'm not too sure.
Yeah, it was
sure.
A bit weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, even Poseidon found that. That I think, she got her more hate. Shit.
Yeah.
Like, you're supposed to take care of her. Because I think the
content stuff, whatever you make, or yeah, you're going to have people that like hate, but they're not going to. But I think that might have been where some people were like, all right, now if I see him, I'm going to be extreme. That probably set some people.
Is he still doing his show?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's on Rumble.
But all of his crew kind of left, right?
A lot of them. Landau left. I was talking to Landau. He left. He's doing his own thing.
Yeah, I almost did his show because he's going to do a new show for Blaze.
Yeah.
And I was supposed to be in Austin, so I was going to go to Dallas to do a show.
That would have been amazing.
And then I didn't go because the only thing, like, I was supposed to, sorry for burping in the mic, but I was supposed to do LA, a couple of podcasts, and there were three big podcasts on hold, and then the none of them confirmed. So I was like, I'm not going to.
Go there for nothing.
Go to L.A. just to hang out, and then go to Austin just to do a spot at Rogan's Club. Like, I want to do Rogan's Club, but I'm not going to fly out just for that. So yeah. I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to go to New York. So I'm like, he told me that he wanted us both on.
Who?
And Landau. And the Blaze would pay. Like, they're going to pay for our airfare and the whole
I'm
thing.
I'm down. I want to actually talk to Blaze.
Okay.
I got some ideas.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, Mike, listen. This is the last chance people have to see you in Toronto. Did you know that?
I did know that.
Tickets on sale right now, MikeWard.ca. Mike Ward is doing his award-winning Mike Ward Noir, 1 hour of stand-up comedy. Mike Ward Black in English. Yeah. Mike Ward in Spanish, it'll be...
Hey!
Yeah, Sam Hayak. It'll be Hayak in Spanish.
And it's a show that I wrote when I was in my depression. It's a show kind of a... The opening is all about the Human Rights Commission, and that's I think it's the best bit I've done in my life. Like, I'm so happy about that bit. And I was sad when that was a bit I wrote in French, and I really liked it. And then when the tour ended, I was like, oh fuck, I can't wait to do this bit again in English in front of people that have never heard the bit. So I'm so happy.
Oh, Toronto's in for a treat.
Just for that, it's going to be amazing.
July the 7th at the Great Hall.
At the Great Hall, and then July 8th, in French, Suzekut at the Comedy Bar.
Very exciting stuff. If you want to catch up on Suzekut, patreon.com/Suzekut. Catch the entire back catalog of, again, the award-winning Suzekut, the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet. If you want to follow Poseidon, do so discreetly. ThePoseidon69 on Twitter and on Instagram. His website is iamposeidon.com. All of my stuff are on pantelscomedy.com. Patreon.com/Pantelis. We have many podcasts. We have The Intellectuals. We've got the Pantelis podcast. We have the so French much cast. Shit. Oh, so much it's shit.
There's no other Patreon with so much bang for your buck.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm always posting.
You're
shit.
Just banging.
Yeah, I'm just banging. Banging my OnlyFans. We have that happening. Many shows this summer. Between me and Mike, there's something for you to do almost every day of the goddamn week. So check all that stuff out. Bordel Tuesday nights, comedy in English. Wednesdays, I got Comfort Zone. We've got Les Rebelles twice this summer.
I'm hosting the Nasty Show just for laughs.
This Nasty Show, I think, is going to kick so much ass because you're hosting it. It's going to be sold out, guaranteed. It's going to be fun shows. I'm doing an outdoor show with Preach and Emil at the festival.
That's going to be awesome.
There's going to be some fun to be had. So thank you all and go fuck yourselves.